Fourth inning begins here at Inland Empire. Ports on top by a score of 5-2. Tim Fitzgerald here with you on Fox Sports AM 1280 Stockton. It'll be the 7, 8, and 9 spots of the order coming up for the Ports. Salome, Ewell, and Pineda coming up. We're a big part of that 5-run rally in the second inning for Stockton. Here's one upstairs, 1-0. As Henry Gonzalez remains in, the left-hander. Here's a fly ball out of play off to the right, 1-1. For Henry Gonzalez, he comes into this with a 6.43 ERA. It's just his seventh game. He's worked seven innings coming into here. Here's a liner into left, and this will get down for a base hit. Derek Salome staying hot. The triple last night, a walk and a run scored, and now a single tonight. Here's Cooper Ewell, the catcher. Single out to right that drove in a run. His last time up. Southern California native. First one to him. Ooh, nice slider wraps in the zone there. One of those where it looks like it's going to be outside to the right-hander, but wraps back into the back end of the plate for a strike. Here's a strike at the knees to Ewell, quickly 0-2. Henry Gonzalez, his first year here with Inland Empire. Been in the Angels organization, though, since he was 17 years old back in 2018. Check swing, he went around, and it's a strikeout of Ewell for out number one here in the fourth. So in those seven innings of work coming into tonight for Henry Gonzalez, it allowed five hits, five total runs, four earned. One home run. He had walked six to nine strikeouts. This one low and in, 1-0. But hasn't walked anyone this evening, and now exactly two innings of work. He finished off the second, had a 1-2-3, third. Delivers a strike here, 1-1. Not quite two innings of work, 1 2/3 so far with the Derek Salome single out to left to start this inning. He's at first base with one down. 1-1 count to Pineda. No, instead a pickoff attempt at first. No tag. Again, for Salome, it's just his sixth game. Here's one upstairs. I'm going to say Pineda went around, though, on the swing. He couldn't hold up. It's 1-2. Next one to him, grounded foul up the third baseline. We'll do the 1-2 again. Now Salome had a taste of a ball with the Ports last year, 23 games, hit 226 in that time. Hit 227, or 270 rather, at the Complex League as Pineda goes down looking on a strike on the inside. Two down. Come back around to the top of the order. Colby Thomas to the plate, 1-for-2. He flew out to right and tripled out to right. First one to him, misses inside, 1-0. Thomas, that triple was his second of the year. There's a foul straight back. 1-1. Runner at first, two down. Ports up 5-2 here in the fourth. 1-1 count here to Colby Thomas. Comes into this one hitting 260. Now with 262 after that three-bagger. This one misses as well, 2-1. Gonzalez delivers a ball low and inside, 3-1. Last year, Gonzalez was at the Arizona Complex League the whole season, 20 and a third. Missed all of 2021 due to injury. And then, of course, 2020 wiped out due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's a called strike to Colby Thomas. Count goes full. Not sure if he actually thought he had ball four there or if he was just trying to sell it. Either way, he started to take a couple of steps towards first. So a 3-2 coming. Runner goes, swinging a long one into center. This ball is way back. This ball is gone. A two-run shot for Colby Thomas extends the Ports lead to 7-2. Thomas's sixth home run of the year, RBIs number 29 and 30, and the Ports are rocking here at Inland Empire. That was a shot out to deep center field, just to the left of straightaway center, just to the left of the batter's eye. And the pitch clock. Both outfielders gave it a look, but they knew they had no shot. This one misses outside to Brennan Malone. Big swing and a miss here from Malone, 1-1. Malone walked in the second, flew out to center in the first. He gave that one a ride, too. There's a strike on the inside, 1-2. So Thomas now ties Malone for the team lead in dingers with six. Here's one outside, 2-2. Has him just on the edge of the top 10 in the league. Here's a liner into left coming in, Ruiz, and it'll drop. A base hit for Brennan Malone with two outs. Keeps the rally going here for the Ports. Brings up Henry Bolte, 0-2 tonight. Bolte, just 19 years of age. Center fielder. Here's a big swing and a miss, 0-1. Struck out his last time up. He's the beer batter, gave folks a dollar off. Has struck out 57 times now this year. This one bounces. Malone takes off. The throw to second, not in time. He'll advance. I don't think he was going before the ball bounced, so that'll probably be a wild one that will move him up. So a 1-1 count to Bolte. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Bolte striking out 36.4% of the time here. A lot of potential, good power, but that's what he needs to clean up. This one bounces low, 2-2. That was what we read in the Baseball America scouting report. There would be some swings and misses in his game. So he doesn't chase as much, but still misses in the zone a bit. There's one fouled off just to our right. 2-2 it remains. Runner at second, two down. 7-2, Ports on top. Swing can get a little long for Bolte, and he'll swing and miss in the zone. That'll be his thing to work on, but a swing and a miss here strikes him out. And that will end the top of the fourth. But the Ports get two more runs on the two-run homer from Colby Thomas. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Stockton in the lead, 7-2. You're on Fox Sports AM, 1280 Stockton.